seeing, hearing, understanding, believing, receiving, releasing results. Seeing, hearing, understanding, believing, receiving, releasing results. Now, if you try to get results without the first one that I said, they're not going to come as you desire. Okay? See, you have to trust the Holy Spirit. There's 313 online now. You have to trust the Holy Spirit to help you to see what is being ministered to you. And then trust him to help you hear it correctly. You follow me? Then an understanding of how, well, I'll just use this word, how to apply. And you have to go through those stages in order to have manifestation and demonstration and not just religion. Father, we pray and thank you for those who are here and those who are online from around the world, that the message will be clear and that their life and their life situation will be handled by your power. Thank you for opening your word to us. We love you and we trust you to train and guide us this very night. In Jesus' name, amen. I was teaching on praying in the Spirit, stirring up the divine divinity in you. And I was interrupted by a powerful being called God. And I'll get back to that series, but the series would not serve well if I don't take you to this place of taking your mind back. Amen. Taking your mind back. Now, it's so important that you understand this aspect. I'll go to some golden text in a few minutes about the mind. But go to Job, the book of Job. There's an age-old question that have puzzled me for many years. Why do the righteous suffer? Why people who live morally right, love God, and still suffer and still come up short? We're going to answer that tonight. And I want you to see this because there are some places you're supposed to be that you're not there. And I believe that from this understanding of what part your mind play in your spiritual transaction, what part your mind play in spiritual transaction is important to know. From the old school, we didn't teach much about the mind, but the Bible always did. Just turn to the book of Job. It's a primary example. This is not the text I'm going to teach for, but I got to show you this from Job, how things can happen if you don't know what you're doing. And this will be a good lesson for you and a good insight for you. And you can go further from the spot where you are. Now, I'll go ahead of myself and make a statement to make you more understanding what I'm saying. Any place in your life that you are suffering from defeat, it means you have lost your mind. Because here we got a righteous man, fear God, Job chapter 1, love God, fear God, morally right but mentally wrong. Could that be my problem? Morally right, but my mindset is wrong. Trying to get it in the spirit, but my thinking keep throwing me off the road. I pray to God and think with the system. This will be past tense to you tonight. You will know better. All right. So let's just begin. I want to show you in Job 1. First verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Now watch what he says about him. And that man was perfect and upright. You saw that?
Yeah.
And one that feared God and eschewed evil. This was a holy man, wasn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was a rich man. Third verse. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now, notice something here that will quicken you and get you to an understanding of why some things in the spirit is not happening for you. It was said in the school of old, the mind is the devil's workshop. Okay, if you don't know what, if you really don't know what to do with it, with your thinking and your mindset, you can pray all you want. You can sing, you can praise. His route is through your mind. Your body have no say so. Your spirit, he can't go there. So anything he's holding back from you, and any trick he's pulling on you, any sickness he's keeping in your body, any money he's keeping out your pocket, he's doing it through your mind.
Amen.
Let me read a few words to you and see can you identify with these words. Worry. Fear. Anxiety, stress, failures, unsettledness, torment, all come through the mind. Can't come through your divine nature. So any failure you have, it came through your mind. Any fear you have of not having or having something that you're supposed to have, that's your mind. And you're going to have to learn how to control that factor if the revelations that you're receiving from this ministry are going to help you. If you go away with the same old mind, you can have all the notes you want. He's going to work you out. See, are you listening to me? All right, now. I've just shown you this in Job. Now, the fourth verse, and this man rich, he's a righteous man. You've seen that, right? He loved God, right? How many of y'all love God? Uh-huh. How many of y'all believing for something you haven't gotten yet? Yeah, that's be the same group. Hold y'all hand up. Same group. Now, I'm not there. See, I'm ministering by example and evidence. I couldn't raise my hand with y'all. And so it's my job now to impart to you that the moment will come, you wouldn't have to raise your hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that's what your Father wants for you, you see. All their hand was up to. It's 300. How many it is now? Tell me how many it is now. Ministers and all. Reverend, Reb got his hand up. So Reb need to listen. Fourth verse, and his son, now we're talking about this rich man now, and his son went and feasted in their houses everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them, right? Verse 5, now notice up here. And it was so when the day of their feasting was gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rolled up early in the morning and offered burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus did Job continuously. Now that sounds real sweet and real good. But Job had righteousness and religion. And Job had moral straightening, but his mentality was off. He wasn't even saying, he just mentally he wasn't trusting God. And you see, you got to take your mind over there with you. What I say? See, because that's where the enemy gonna try to get you at, with thoughts. And so it happened. It happened to his sons and his daughters and all that he had. You read it on down. It happened because his mindset was wrong. Now I'm gonna show it to you, and then I'll go further in the lesson and teach you something. Go to Job. Let me read this to you. You can be morally straight and mentally crooked, and you will still suffer. Now, did you catch that?
Yes,
I said you can be morally straight and mentally crooked. And when I say mentally crooked, I'm not talking about being a crook. I'm talking about letting a crook come in because you're not thinking right. You can be morally and ethically straight and correct, but if you do not know how to positively relate to your emotions and the processes of your mind, you will suffer. And this is what happened to Job. Now notice the third chapter there and the 25th verse. After his children had died and the wind came and about five or six witnesses come, one after another one, telling him what bad thing had happened. Because Job was in fear of God, but he was in fear of Satan too. Looking at after all this, he talking in the third chapter. Look at the 25th verse. How many have been there? Come on.
Amen.
And it never happened. The Lord just had mercy on you. For the thing which I greatly fear has come upon me. See that? But I thought he said he was a righteous man. He was. For the thing which I greatly fear has come upon me, that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest. Neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came. All right, you got that? You understand that? All right, now, notice in 2 Corinthians, you cannot teach it without going to this verse. 2 Corinthians, it's a lot of places you should be you have never been.
Yes, sir.
Because of your love for God, and this is the very thing that's been holding you back. I'm going to start moving fast in a few minutes because I got a lot of stuff I got to give out. But just go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to get some scriptures here to back us up why we're doing this. And these scriptures, I don't want you to be familiar with them. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We've got 448 on the line now. Second Corinthians chapter 10. I want to know what's on the line, so they're putting it on the board for me. I want to know how many people I'm ministering to. Verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Thought, mind. See, it's the thought. Your thought world is where we fail at a lot of time, and we got to pull on, cast down, and pull on things that are thoughts that come up on us, even though we are holy and righteous, but we got to take care of our thought life.
Yes, sir.
The enemy will come through your thought life.
Yes.
The enemy will hold you back through your thought life. Notice Romans chapter 8 now. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, I believe, is one of the greatest life chapters there is in the scripture. It tells you about life in the spirit, life in God. Life, it's just a life chapter. But then by the same token, I want you to see this. It began at the first verse. We're talking about taking your mind back. Say, taking your mind back.
Taking your mind back.
Say, I'm taking my mind back tonight.
I'm taking my
mind back tonight. Now, any anxiety, any fear, any stress, any worry come up on you, you know that's your mind. And you go find your scripture and take a drink. Yeah, take a Holy Ghost drink. Because the word is spirit and life. So when you're drinking the word, you can't worry. Then you go back and worry, you haven't drank enough. Go back and get another sip. You follow me? In Romans 8 now, Romans talking about the spirit of life, living in the spirit. But watch right in the beginning of telling this outstanding position of life in the spirit. Watch what he says. Beginning the first verse, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Now, when he said, but after the spirit, when he said flesh there, you can think mind. Because your mind control your flesh. You getting it? All right. Watch what happened. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sin in the flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Now watch what he's not talking about now. Watch what he's not talking about now. In verse 5. You with me, Clyde?
Yes, sir.
Watch what he's not talking about. We're talking about the spirit. We're talking about the flesh. We're talking about operating in the spirit now. But all of a sudden in verse 5, something is laid on us that can be a problem if we don't know what's going on. In the 5th verse, he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind. You see it?
Yes,
the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded, that's fleshly minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded, what? Is life and peace. Spiritually minded? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So you see, you have this it's so important that you take your mind back, because that's where the enemy is robbing you at. He can't rob you in the spirit. You could be a righteous man, a righteous woman, and still fail it because you're not thinking right. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me show you this. I'm so elated to preach this to you. Because you wonder why good people can't make it. And what's holding them back? But we were exposed that tonight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. This is not just for sinners. It's for carnal people too. This 4th verse. It's not just for sinners, it's for carnal people. We just read about some carnal people over there in Romans 8, you know. So your flesh is carnal from your mind. Your senses are carnal through your mind. You actually, at the end of Hebrews chapter 5, you actually can have supernatural senses. It's in the book. It's in the book. That can take a hold of the revelation of God if you're trained it right. It sees your spirit, your soul, and your senses. Put that down. Your spirit, your soul, and your senses can stay in harmony if you do it the right way. You become a harmonious person. You become a person who can't be harmed. A person who can't be held back. You know your divine right in all three places. In your spirit, in your soul. See, when you talk about mind, you're talking about your soul. Your soul and your senses, all in connection with God, all in connection with the Holy Spirit. 482 online. And I'm so happy to be there. This false voice, we often talk about sinners in it, but Christians are in it too. He says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not. But I'm saying that there are those who believe are blind. When you don't know how to control your mind, you're a blind believer. You understand what I'm saying? And some of y'all gonna get out tonight. Because you're doing everything else. That's the only thing holding you. You haven't concentrated on this part. Of make sure I'm thinking right. Make sure I'm not taking these flash bulletins from the world. Make sure the news meter is not running me. It says in the fourth verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world have what?
Blinded
what? The mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But I'm saying to you, you don't have to be a sinner to be blind.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Whole lot of y'all up in here, a whole lot of y'all online, blind in some aspect of your life, and you can't get there, and you pray it's 78 hours about it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Because Job was a righteous man, wasn't he?
Yes.
He loved God, didn't he?
Yes.
He feared God too, but he had another fear on him.
Yes.
And it came from his mind.
Yes.
Now, we know the most valuable solution there is in Romans 12:2. But I want to add another one with it, Ephesians 4:23. Romans 12:2. You see, because every time your mind is not renewed, you conform it. You cannot enter into the transfiguration without being transformed. You have the ability to sit right where you are and leave here. There is divine substance turning around in you all the time. Good people, but your mindset might not be straight. Your conditioning, your preconditioning, who you've been hanging around all your life. Got a certain mindset. So we take the word of God and let the mind of Christ come in us. And the Bible is talking about in Philippians 2, when you have the mind of Christ, you become equal with God.
Yes.
God Almighty. Other words, when you got the mind of Christ, you're a Christian, you can act like a God.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Come on now, take a hold of it.
Yes, sir.
See, how many of y'all believe you got an old mindset you got to get rid of some stuff? Just tell the truth, children. Hallelujah. All of us. I mean that deal. Some stuff you guys got to get rid of. Same old thought keep coming back. Let me use some broken English. You ain't going to make it. And then I want you to shout if that thought comes, say, I never saw nobody do that. Stop shouting. Because that's something God wants you to do. Yeah. You know, don't stick with the old pattern. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. That Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Renewing your mind, you see. When your mind right then, your mind is in the sandwich. Your body, your mind, and the spirit. You see that? Romans 12:1 is you're talking about your body. Romans 12:3, you're talking about your spirit, because the measure of faith is in your spirit. And Romans 12:2 is talking about your mind. See? So your mind is the connector of your body and your spirit. Ooh, I lost you. Now, let me begin to say some things to you. We'll come back to those scriptures. When you know how to take your mind back and keep it, your body and spirit will flow like rivers of life. See, when you know how to renew your mind, when you know how to have the mind of Christ, you know how to think like God. Well, let me go to another scripture to help you more. And let me tell you what you need to think. Philippians 4:8. Any thought come to you out of this category, shut it down. And you might have to do it 82 times tomorrow. Because they come. Finally, brethren, here it is. Whatsoever things are true. So when a lie comes, you know what to do, right? Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things of good report. See, those are the type of things you need to feed your mind with. So now gossip out. Bitterness is out. You see, because you're getting your mind off track when you start talking about other people and getting upset about every little thing. He's getting your mind off a track because he knows he can get you through your mind. He can't get you through your spirit. See. I'm going to share something with you here. When you learn this lesson, you can take your imagination as your banking partner. Your imagination will become your banking partner and your bank. Y'all didn't get it. See, when you get this straight, your conscience, your imagination, your emotion, your will, your desire, your reasoning, all come into play with God. And so you can begin to see I'm out of debt. You can begin to say it if your imagination is set right. See, your imagination is a pre-played movie. It's a supernatural camera. It snap things that don't look like it exists. And then when you see it, you make it exist. Because you begin to look out of the eyes of God, not out of the eyes of man. Can you? 532 online. That's a lot of people, isn't it? But they're on a good night. I'm going to get back to lending, but how much you want in your account? Buck, how much you want in, how much do you want in your account? You ever thought about it? Most of y'all ain't ever thought about it. So you're so busy trying to get a little bit in there. How much do you want? Somebody asked me, what is that? Nobody never asked me that. Well, you just been asked by the Holy Ghost, how much do you want? See, you can't get what you don't desire. And you can't have what you can't see. Your mind has eyes. Your inner mind. Stop the enemy from playing mind games with you. Develop an unshakable mind. Your body, your soul, and your spirit cometh into harmony when you know how to take your mind back and keep your mind renewed on a daily basis. You want me to say that again?
Yes.
Ooh, you don't know how much that worries. Yeah, I see you teleporting next to you. You don't know how much that worries. Listen, your body, your soul, and your spirit cometh into harmony when you know how to take your mind back and keep your mind renewed on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to give you four keys to watch your mindset. Four keys to watch your mindset. Number one, awareness. Stay aware of what you're thinking. And if it's not in agreement with success, shut it down. You know you can shut thought down, right? All right, all right. The second key is understanding how important it is. You are the righteous man or a righteous woman, living morally right. The only failure you can have is a mind failure. Disassociate your mind from things you don't want. Disconnect. You can do it. Disconnect from it. I don't care who said it, where it came from. You don't want it? Disconnect from it. Yes. Shut it down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Girl, you ain't going to ever get married. But you, man, you ain't never find. You never going to get the house you want. Don't talk to them for the next 7 months. You ain't no help to me. You. Awareness, understanding, disassociation, and declaration. I said this, I'm going to say it to you again. I got a few things on this page I'm not going to read now. But the mind unattended to is the devil's workshop. The mind properly attended to will work for you. Now, I'm going to give you three scriptures on this statement. This is a powerful statement. If you're living in any kind of defeat, you have lost your mind. You're out of your mind. You out of your mind believing there's something that God can't do for you.
Amen.
You out of your mind, you believe that God had to wait 16 years for something to make happen.
Amen.
That is not from God. That's you and your unrenewed mind.
Amen.
praying 95 hours a day. You have lost your mind. If you think you can't do no better, you have lost your mind. If you think that the devil can stop you from being blessed, you have lost your mind. Will you please find your mind tonight? And stop working me so hard. Proverbs 23:7. As a man. So how are you going to think wrong and get right result? Why are you holding them crazy conversations anyway? They're coming out of your mind. Conversation of defeat, conversation of doubt, conversation of worry, fear, disgusted. Every time you do that, you're giving the enemy courage. The enemy saying, I was going to say she, but I don't get in trouble. He's stupid. Listen how he's talking. He don't even know who he is. As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man drinketh, so is he. So here's what I want to tell you. You won't forget this. Get rid of all your stanky thinking. You can smell it down the road. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Now here's, it's so important. Look at Matthew 12:34. Yeah, why so? See, your mouth can't speak what your mind didn't think. Out of the abundance. Watch how I change it. Out of the abundance of the soul. Out of the abundance of your consciousness. Out of the abundance of your imagination. Out of the abundance of your emotion. Your mouth speaking. And it began to call things you don't want. So I'm saying to you, look at me. If you here sitting here listening to me and you online, if you sit here listening to me and you living in defeat and you're a righteous man and a righteous woman and you really love God, I didn't say you had to be perfect. Job was perfect and messed up. Is something wrong in your thoughts? You got to pull that stronghold out. Cast down. You see what I'm saying, George? Cast down that imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. The third scripture is Philippians 2:5. You who are in Christ have the privilege of having the mind of Christ. What kind of mind do Christ have? When he did you these 3 years in ministry, what kind of mind he had? Nothing can stop me. You ever saw him buckle? You ever saw him fail? You got that same mind in you. But you got to use it. You brought your shouting clothes? Turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. I'll make a statement that will help you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'll make a statement that'll help you. How many on the line now? I'm so glad to have them. Amen. They're growing, you know. We get partnership. My partnership is growing by leaps and bounds. 567 online now. In Darrow. On what is it? Tuesday night. All right, now listen very carefully. This is your time to take back everything you have lost and to receive everything you desire. Can I talk to you up in here? Based on what the Holy Ghost is teaching us right now, is your time to take back everything you have lost, number one, And secondly, and to receive everything you desire.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
No, Satan can't stop you.
No.
You know who's been stopping you? Thank you. But not no more.
No.
See, you prayed right, you stayed right, but you didn't think right. So he don't mind you shouting and jumping around if you're not going to use the whole deal.
Amen.
They're in Proverbs 4:20 now. I got to read them. I'm going to use that verse. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Right? Y'all see that, right? Incline thy ear to my saying. Y'all give me the next verse. Watch it. Watch what it says now. Watch what the next verse. Let them not depart from thy eyes. What not depart from your eyes? Words, right? And keep them in the midst of thine what? What else you can think about? What else? Mine, all right? Wait, go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Help to all their flesh. All right, go to the next verse. All right, now, when you say heart, you're talking about soul, right? All right. What part of you run your soul? Your mind. So that verse said, keep thy mind with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So what issues are you getting out of life? See? What issues? What issues? What's your issue tonight? Are you happy? I ain't talking about no fake happiness. I ain't talking about, I got Jesus. Hey! No. Jesus said, no, you ain't got me because you ain't thinking right. I'm talking about real joy. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom you don't have faith for. It's already there. You know, nothing wrong with believing, but we just believing for everything. Just, I'm believing. That's the word start with an R, you know. I remember many years ago, my dad was preaching. I was following 578 on the line now. I was following my dad closer than any minister in the world. And he had a little book I read many years ago, 30-something years ago, Right and Wrong Thinking. You remember that book? Right and Wrong Thinking. Now, you're going to have to follow me. Oh, my goodness. I sense somebody getting it. You're going to have to follow me now. Right. You're going to have to know, is this right thinking? Am I thinking right about this? Or am I thinking wrong about this? Let me sit down a few minutes and meditate and get my thinking straight. See, that's what meditation for. Meditation is for visitation. Philippians 4:8, I give you that one already, but I'm going to give you a statement with it. You are what you feed your mind. And don't let other people be feeding your mind. I'm going to say something, y'all have mercy on me. Know how to flush. Some of y'all didn't catch it. Already told you stank. Know how to flush. And then 2 Corinthians 10:3, you remember we talked about the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, can now imagine every high thing exalt us against the knowledge of God, bring every thought into captivity to the being of Christ. Well, don't or do not let the world system feed your mind. The media and nobody else. Don't let them feed your mind. You look at them, but don't let them feed your mind. Your mind already made up. I'm successful because Christ is successful. I can't go in no famine. I can't go into economy crisis because this world is not my soul. God is my soul. You got to have that in your mind. Not just in your, you got to have that in your mind. Don't let this world system feed your mind. The enemy job is to program you to think wrong. Wait a minute. That's the only job Satan got. That's the only route he got. Wait a minute. Look at this secret you're being told here now. You mean tell me you covered everything in one thing, statement. Only one. Listen, the enemy job is to program you to think wrong. That's the only way he can take you out. That's the only way he can keep stuff from you. What the Bible says, you're what the Bible promised you, you're. That's the only way he can program you to think wrong. That's back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. He blinded the mind. Job got in trouble by thinking wrong, right? 2 Timothy 1:7. You brought your shouting clothes on? You pray in the spirit and meditate on this. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of losing. God has not given us the spirit of worry. God didn't give us that. Your mind gave you that. Because Satan was programming your mind with torment. See? No, three things he gave us. You there? What are they? What a what mind?
Sound mind.
What is a sound mind? Mind of Christ, that's a good one. Mind of the Spirit. That's another going to mind of God. A renewed mind. The mind of a real believer. Now, whether you want to be a real believer or not, I'm going to tell you Satan is a real deceiver. He will deceive you. He's a real deceiver, but he can't deceive a real believer. But you have to know how to use your mind, how to protect your mind, how to put on the helmet of salvation, how to take the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. He's shooting at your mind all the time. He's shooting at your mind. Where the last argument came from? Husband and wife. Where it came from? Out your mind. Many of you are supposed to be a whole lot further than you are. Because you're loving people, you love God. But you see what happened to Job. He was a righteous man who feared God. He was a wealthy man. Still had a mind messed up. And he lost everything. Listen very carefully. You will never get any farther in life than the ideals in your mind. It is important to feed your mind right ideals. This one just come up. Do not let your mind be the devil's bank where he's stealing your stuff. You see, your mind become his bank when he can steal from you. That's John 10:10. The only way you're going to stop the thief. John 10:10, the thief comes up. The only way the thief can steal from you is that your mindset is wrong. You listening? Watch what this says. Never feed anything to your mind you don't want in your experience. How many of y'all heard that? Never feed anything to your mind that you don't want in your experience. It's surely going to come. Feed your mind healthy ideas. I got to go fast now. Or the world will give you negative thoughts which will manifest in your life. Bad thoughts are unhealthy. Good thoughts are nutrition for the mind, body, and life. I'm going to tell you one of the best ways to feed your mind. You want to know? Yeah. One of the best ways to feed your mind is to think and say, I can. Philippians 4:13. I can. That's one of the best ways to feed your mind. Yes. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. Through Christ. Now I'm going to talk kind of fast. Y'all got to get online or something, because I'm talking kind of fast right now, because I got an affirmation we're going to do at the end. And I see my time is 623 online now. Make sure you have a blessed mind. Here's how to have a blessed mind. Baptize your mind in truth. Baptize your mind in truth. Keep your mind baptized. Keep it under.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Keep it emerge in truth. In the battle of your mind, you will always have and get the victory if you train your mind. If you train your mind. The only way Satan can defeat you is through your mind. He's no match for you. Mind blindness is the believer's problem. Mind blindness, not spirit, mind. Your spirit can't be blind. You listen to that? All right. There are barricades and blocking set up in your mind to keep you from having what God has provided for you. Yeah. Ooh, let's get them out. Let's get them out. Let's get them out. Say, let's get them out. Let's get them out. Come on. Come on. Say, let's get them out. Let's get them out. Let's get them out. Come on. Let's get them out. 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 Let me give it to you again. There are barricades and blocking set up in your mind to keep you from having what God has provided for you. You know what Matthew 4:4 say? Turn there quickly. Because you never heard this, what I'm about to tell you. Huh? Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now watch, you never heard this. The word of God is bread for your mind. I'm hearing this now. Never permit your mind to be hungry for God. Always eat. Keep eating. Every believer, what I said? Need a breakthrough mindset at all times. What kind of mindset? All right. And I want you to see this one. Turn to Ephesians 4:23. I almost got it. I'm doing pretty good. I almost got it. All right. Ephesians 4:23. Being led by the Spirit is ineffective if you're not being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Whoa. Ephesians 4:23. Being led by the Spirit is ineffective if you're not being renewed in the spirit of your mind. You see how important it is? Now, this biblical, I'm giving you scriptures with it. And I mean, the Bible talks about the mindset Ooh, man. God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. See? And when God said over in Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, he didn't say we can't have them. He just said, the way you think, you're not thinking like me. If you come to me, I'll let you think like me. I think like God, me. I didn't hear you. You have that divine right. The mind of God belonged to me. My. The mind of God belonged to me. See, my brothers and sisters, we've been taught about sin too much. We've been taught about sin, and so we're so busy trying to duck sin, we don't know who we are. We're saints ducking sin. We're sin duckers. You listen to me? We got pressure on us all the time. It never tell me who I am. Then when I get in the ring, I'll fight better. I know I'm going in the ring, but give me some strategy. Tell me how to swing. I want to fight, but if you don't tell me nothing, I don't know how to fight. That's right, daughter. That's right. So before you can walk in, you got Ephesians 4:23, right? All right. Before you can walk in total victory, your mind has to be in a victorious position. Before you can walk in total victory, your mind, theologian, I'm talking to you, your mind has to be in a victorious position. The world folks, there's 17 principles I know. The world folks took our principle. Positive mental attitude. Definite of purpose, going the extra mile, accurate thinking, self-discipline, a master mind, applied faith. It go on and on. Control attention, learning from defeat. Every defeat supposed to teach you a lesson. Every defeat supposed to make you a greater winner. Many believers are living average lives. Average middle class lives and satisfied with a God like you serve. You took on the connotation of those in the church who just want to get by. No. God wants you living a super life. What did I say? God. All right, let me say this. Average, we serve an average God. No. People get hot about this, but I'm going to read it anyway. They get hot. Many believers are living average lives because they're trying to walk in blessing without the right mindset. Those 17 principles, some of my quote to you just now, come from multi-millionaires. That's the way they think. They checked out 500 of them, and they got those 17 principles, how they got where they are. See, the sun shine on the just and the unjust. So you don't have to be a Christian to be rich. But bless God, if you're a Christian, you ought to be rich. When the last time you said all my bills paid in Jesus' name? Regular men, regular church, they don't want to talk like that. They get upset with me. But I ain't lying. I'm not lying, John. I'm telling the truth. He said, I'd make you the lender. Yeah, talk to me. Watch now. Watch what happened when your mindset is not right. You're begging for freedom that is already yours because your mind is not seen properly. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord said, I've helped you. Get up. Help yourself to what I provided for you. And then I have here, and then we'll stand up and do the affirmation. Mind boldness is the freedom bell ringing in your life. When you get bold in your mind. I got a little footnote down here. Gonna help you. Having faith is not the problem. Having faith is not the problem. You got a whole lot of faith. You heard a whole lot of word. But your mind keep turning the truck over. But that's not gonna happen, right? You're getting it right. I'm gonna teach some more, and I think I need to go some more. I got some other things that I have to share you. Stand up. Right here,
right here,
right now,
right now,
I will begin to feed,
my mind,
only good thoughts.
Only good thoughts.
Think about it. I won't waste my mind time on idle thoughts. I will let only good thoughts into my mind. Because then, only a good thing will happen to me. I will let only good words come out of my mouth. Because what I say is what I get. You listen to it? Now listen to this right quick. I can decide what I want.
I will decide what I want.
I will get what I want.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, it is so. Now give God some praise. There's a man who was way ahead of his time. He died, but he's way ahead of his time. Everybody was scared of him, and he was just trying to take people to another level. And he would say, I can be what I want to be, I can have what I want to have, and I can do what I want to do. You want to say it?
Yes,
I can be what I want to be,
I can have what I
want to
have,
I can do what I want to
do.
And he would say, this man would say, because God in me.
God
present in me.
God's power in me.
That I can be who I want to
be.
I can have what I want to have.
I can do what I want to do.
My God. We're ahead of time. Maybe seated. Get your envelope. Get ready to sow and believe that you're going to receive. Believe that you're going to receive that. How many people are online? Put it up again. All right, I'm looking for a big offering offline. How many? Oh, I got three new partners came in. 667. Wow. Well, y'all get ready to give with us. Write this down somewhere quickly. Having a thief style. stopping mindset. Get rid of the grasshopper mindset, grasshopper thinking. That's number 13:39-33. I'm afraid to take it because if I take it, because I do a lot of studying. Take on a giant killing mindset. Amen. Any giant in your life. 1 Samuel 17:32-45-51. I didn't want to take and leave, and you never get it. I got a lot of notes stacked up on file you never heard yet. Hundreds, thousands of notes.